You've entered a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
that solid doo-wop, baby, from the Flamingos, baby, from Chicago, Illinois. You know, the Flamingos have been active since 1953, starting from 1953 to 2005, baby. And this is a bowl of soul, baby. This is Professor T. Love. Had to come at you with some sweet, soulful doo-wop from the Flamingos singing their 1959 hit, I Only Have Eyes for You. And, you know, when they started out, the Flamingos were a quintet with Jacob Carey, Ezekiel Carey, bass and second tenor. And they were formed, like I said, in Chicago, Illinois, after meeting cousins baritone Paul Wilson and first tenor John E. Carter, which his name is Johnny Carter. And as you know, Johnny Carter left the Flamingos and went on to become a member of the Dells. And he was a member of the Dells for 50 years. And he is currently deceased. But the Flamingos went through several name changes. Their name was originally the Swallows, then El Flamingos, the Five Flamingos, then it ended up being the Flamingos. Now, their first single was for Chance Records, If I Can't Have You, which was a moderate success. And then they had a follow-up, That's My Desire, but it was Johnny Carter's composition of Golden Teardrops with its complex vocal harmonies and Johnny Carter's soaring falsetto that cemented their reputation as a top regional act for the day. But In 1959, the Flamingos began recording for George Goldner's N Records in New York City, where they had several national hits. Almost immediately, the group had their first pop chart hit, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, written by Terry Johnson, who shared lead chores on the song with Paul Wilson. And then the formula was a winner, as Terry and Paul also led three of the 12 songs selected for their first album, Flamingo Serenade, where they sang George Gershwin's Love Walked In, But Not For Me, and Time Was. The Flamingos would have their biggest seller, as just played, in 1959 with another old standard from that LP, in which Nate Nelson led the lead chorus, or the lead, he was the lead in the song, I Only Have Eyes For You. Now, this song is an old song. This song is an old pop standard from 1934, written by composer Harry Warren and lyricist Al Dubin for the film Dames, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, baby. www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, nonstop soul music, baby. Just enough to make your head pop. And then you can check me out on Sundays at 7 p.m. on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. I have to keep it going with the black vocal group harmonies here. And we got a rare gem. This is one of the singles that came out in 1967 for the Delphonics, talking about He Don't Love You, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Jesus.
Baby, that song came out in 1966, and it was a single. It was He Don't Really Love You, and then on the flip side is Without You, Baby. And that was on the Moonshot record label. You know, there was no really, from what I understand, there was no charted U.S. or U.S. U.S. and R&B or U.K. charted position for that record. Appears to be that might have been their entry record. But as you know, the Delphonics really laid the foundation for Philly group harmony soul in terms of being on the forefront of setting the standard for how most of Philadelphia soul groups were going to follow behind them. And as you know, as a result of the Delphonics and the Stylistics were created also by the same people, by the same man, Mr. Tom Bell, who went on to future success as well with the Stylistics and working with Philadelphia International Records. But the Delphonics were the premier R&B vocal trio coming out of Philadelphia, and they were responsible for pioneering Philadelphia soul singing. And, you know, the group was later, in the late 1960s and early 1970s, was when they had a lot of their great, great hits like La 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 Means I Love You, Did Not Blow Your Mind, Break Your Promise, I'm Sorry, Ready or Not, Here I Come, You Can't Hide. And a lot of those songs were written by singer and producer Tom Bell and lead vocalist and founder Mr. William Hart. And the Delphonics were established in 1965. They are still active to the present. Past members of the Delphonics were Randy Kane, who recently is deceased, and Mr. Major Harris and Eben Brown. But now the Delphonics consist of Mr. William Hart and Wilbert Hart, and then there's another member, Mr. Greg Hill. There were other members like Joe Branch, Garfield Fleming, Freddie Ingleton, and Dr. Salam Love. A lot of their songs were covered by numerous other performers like Aretha Franklin, the Jackson 5, Patti LaBelle, New Kids on the Block, the Fugees, Todd Rundgren, Prince, Swing Out Sister, and the Manhattan Transfer Baby, you know, and they have a legacy of music that is definitely worth listening to. I am a fan of the Delphonics. I have a great compilation album, which is called La 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 Means I Love You, the Definitive Collection. Then I started collecting other smaller collections of the Delphonics, but you can hear the vocal harmony groove that they have been able to transcend for generations. You know, the Jackson 5 has said that the Delphonics was one of the most groups that they followed at that time. And as you know, the Jackson 5 also have that development of male vocal, male group harmony that is a long-held tradition from doo-wop, baby. And this is Ebola Soul, and we're going to continue on with another Philadelphia, New York-based group called the Continental Four, baby, talking about I Don't Have You, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
I don't have you, baby.
I don't have you.
I don't have you, baby.
Oh,
I don't have you, baby.
Oh,
I don't have you, baby.
You thought the words I spoke were so true. What?
soul music coming at you on a bowl of soul, baby. That's the Continental Four talking about I don't have you. You can hear the correlation between them and the Delphonics. And, you know, that's off of a great soul album by the Continental Four called Dream World. If you can, go on Amazon.com. You know, that album is worth $100 and up. Do you believe that? I believe that, because all the hits are on this album. It's part of the collectibles series, and some of the songs on here: I Don't Have You, Day by Day, Every Minute of the Hour, Night Moods, You're Living in a Dream World, How Can I Pretend, The Love You Gave to Me. You know, definitely you have to get some of this great old school soul music from the early 70s from the Continental Four. And as I understand, the Continental Four, with the original lead singer, our original member, Mr. Anthony Burke, they're still singing. In fact, they open for, guess what, the Delphonics. And the Delphonics are still singing on some of like the oldies, R&B oldies show. And you can also book the Continental Four. And if you're interested in booking the Continental Four for any events that you may have, you can find the Continental Four on Gig Salad, G-I-G-S-A-L-A-D, and .com. And just look up the Continental Four, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T-Love coming at you, bringing you some of that groovy soul, sweet soul, funky soul music that we all love, baby. And you know, you can hit me up on Twitter at A Bowl, A-B-O-W-L-O-F-S-O-U-L. I also have a electronic newspaper called A Bowl of Soul. And actually, what the newspaper is News for the People. That's actually what the paper is called, News for the People. And what I try to do with that paper is put in items that would be of interest to anyone that's looking for a job, interested in entertainment and music, looking for a job in the entertainment field, business news, health news, you name it. A lot of very interesting news, pulling feeds from other Twitter feeds as well, and have quite a few followers on there, like about 243 followers that follow the news. And plus, what I like about you know, paper.ly, the way they let you aggregate all of that data into and make it into a newspaper, is that it automatically does promotion, meaning it'll send shout outs to people that have contributed to that paper. Now, I like that. Now, what newspaper you know sends shout outs like that, where it can aggregate all that data and then turn around and say top news stories from, like, at A Bowl of Soul, or at this person, or at that person? So check it out. It's on paper.ly. Look up A Bowl of Soul and you'll see News for the People, baby. And that's what it's about. We have to bring news for the people. And as you know, we had the Republican convention also this week, you know, where they officially nominated Mitt Romney as the candidate for the presidency, and Mr. Paul Ryan. And it seems like it's going to be a slugfest in November for Barack Obama. So, you know, just keep your eyes and ears open. You know, make sure you get more information. Don't rely on one information source, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of the greatest, I feel, one of the greatest. She died too young. She died at the age of 28 years old. Miss Linda Jones talking about For Your Precious Love, which was originally sung by Mr. Jerry Butler. But you got to hear Linda Jones' interpretation. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
And to each life,
you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
And you know, every day cannot be Sunday. Every smile is not a smile of happiness. And every tear that is shed is not a tear of joy. I'd like to dedicate this song to all of you lovers out there. Because maybe you have a loved one that's far, far away. Maybe he's across the sea, or maybe she's just in another town. You know, I can imagine when you're all alone in the wee wee hours of the night. What a don't you get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil and sit down and Lord have mercy, decide to write. Lord, all the time that this letter that you write may not be a comfort to your loved one heart. But let me tell you something you can say. You can say, darling, for your precious love, I give you the world on a silver platter. But John knows well as I that you'd be telling a great big lie. And you don't want to do that to your loved one, neither would I. But you can say, darling, for your precious love, I climb the highest mountain. You know something, ladies and gentlemen, you could even go out as far as telling him or her that you try to swim the deepest sea. But I think if you all would sit back, relax, put your mind at rest and listen to me, I think I can give you a better understanding of what I'm trying to say. It might help you every once in a while. This is what you say when you call on your man. Then to it, you.
She was testifying in that song. You know, when you testify, it's a way for you to share a personal experience that you had, because you never know, there might be somebody out there that might have had that same experience that you have. And that's the power of testifying. But testifying is letting other people know that, look, I'm like you, you're like me, you know, I had this experience, and maybe you've had that experience too. And that's Miss Linda Jones, who was born December 14th, 1944, and she passed away on March 14th, 1972. She was born in Newark, New Jersey, and started singing in her family's gospel group, the Jones Singers, at the age of 6. Her first recording was Lonely Teardrops under the name Linda Lane on Cub Records in 1963. She had some unsuccessful singles on Echo Records in 1964 and Blue Cat Records the following year. Then she signed with the Warner Brothers subsidiary label Loma Records in 1967 and released the biggest of several hits. Hypnotize, you've got me hypnotized. And then, you know, as a result, you know, her career really was taking off after she did Hypnotize, which was R&B. Her album was number 26 on the R&B albums chart in 1967. But we lost Linda Jones. She had died at home in Harlem in 1972. She was resting between doing matinee and evening shows at the Apollo Theater. She suffered from diabetes, but yet and still, we lost a gem. But you can capture what Linda Jones brought to the stage, because you can tell from her upbringing, you know, her gospel roots, and the way that she can deliver a song, you know, that is very powerful how she delivered a song, you know what I'm saying? But we celebrate Miss Linda Jones in A Bowl of Soul, and she is a very prolific singer. And those of you that are interested in knowing more about Miss Linda Jones, you can always do more research, but most of all, buy some of her records. There was one album she was nominated for a Grammy for in 2008 called Soul Talkin'. It was developed by her daughter, and when she put her music together and she put it out on an album called Soul Talkin', baby. But a lot of her records, if you can get that album, Hypnotize, you will be not only hypnotized, you would be mesmerized. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And this is Professor T Love coming at you and letting you know that you've reached the right place, baby. It's A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And coming up next, I want to play a nice slow jam from Mr. Brenton Wood, baby, talking about I Like the Way You Love Me, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, yeah. Don't know why, but I love you, I do. Cause I like the way you love me, oh girl. Every time you kiss me, thrills me from my head to feet. And I tell myself deep down inside there will be no one else for me. Cause I like the way you love me, love me, love me, oh girl. And I like the way you thrill me, oh girl. Well, you thrill me to my soul, and I like it all so. And I tell myself deep down inside I could never let you go. Cause I like the way you love me, thrill me, chill me, love me, oh baby, oh girl. And I like the way you love me, oh girl.
Y'all, coming at you on A Bowl of Soul, the great Mr. Brenton Wood giving you some of that sweet soul music, baby. And we are going to take a pause for the cause.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah, as you know, this is Professor T Love, baby, and that's the recipe for a bowl of soul. And as you know, we celebrate the birthday of Mr. Michael Joseph Jackson, who was born August 29th, 1958, and he died June 25th, 2009. Michael Jackson, he, believe it or not, he would have been 54 years old. Would you believe it? You know, Michael was a savvy recording artist, great entertainer, and he also was a savvy businessman. He was also known as the King of Pop, and he is recognized as the most successful entertainer of all time by the Guinness World Records. When you see Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson is the Flamingos, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, the Delphonics, you name it, all rolled up into this one man. Because you know his brothers and he were taught under the old school of training for entertainment, in terms of the old school of training of listening to records, listening to harmony, understanding about doo-wop, understanding about the different forms of soul music. And then the icing on the cake was Motown giving them their system of development, of artist development, and it really paid off for the Jackson 5, and it definitely paid off for Michael Jackson because it helped him to become the man that he was, you know. And I was in Paris, France, when I got the news on television that Michael Jackson passed away. It really broke my heart. But, you know, you can see the universal and international love that he received, because when the news came across over in Paris, people were outside, people were playing music out their windows, they were playing Thriller, they were playing all of Michael Jackson's songs, people were talking in French. Let me tell you, Michael was shown much love, and he's still shown much love to this day. He has three fine children who have his heart, and they and the Jackson family went to Gary, Indiana recently to celebrate Michael's birthday, because Michael Jackson came from Gary, Indiana, and it was in Gary, Indiana that he and his brothers honed their craft. I want to play this song because I think it just signifies Michael and the way Michael died and his ending, leaving this earth. And it was from the final tour that he was preparing for in England at the O2 Arena in London. This is it. And this is the name of the song. This is it. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is it. Here I stand. I'm the light of the world. I feel grand. This love I can feel, and I know, yes, for sure, it is real. And it feels as though I've seen your face a thousand times. And you said you really know me, get yourself. And I know that you were gonna deal with the right, but you say
celebrating the birthday of the great late Mr. Michael Joseph Jackson on August 29th. This year, he would have been 54 years old, and I had to play that because it's like, you know, that song just kind of symbolizes what he was trying to do. He's trying to wrap up his career, and actually that was going to be his last tour, you know. But anyway, always God has a plan. So, and his legacy is carried on, thank God, through his kids, through his children, who he adored. And they will definitely take a lot of not only what he meant to other people, but their own talents as well. And also, their father was a humanitarian as well. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. This is Professor T. Love coming at you. You can catch me in the archives, baby. You know, you can take some soul music with you on the road. Because like the song says, it ain't gonna hurt nobody to get on down, baby. Just put it on your iPod. You know, put it on your Sony MP3. Now it's called Walkman. Took Sony a minute to catch that. But you can carry this with you when you're going, doing your exercising, whether in your car. You know what I'm saying? It's all good because it's A Bowl of Soul, baby. You can also catch me on Live 365 as well. And if you got a smartphone, make sure you can tune in. If you got Android, you know, you can listen to the archives as well as listen to me on A Bowl of Soul on Live 365. And catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge on Sunday, this Sunday at 7 p.m. And I just want to show you all much love, all the love that you've been giving me here on A Bowl of Soul. I really appreciate it. You guys are blowing up the archives. Thank God. Thank you. I'd like to thank the team at Progressive Radio Network. Hoorah, baby. You know, loving soul music like they do. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, I had to play something even sweeter after This Is It. It's forever, baby, because, you know, it's forever. You know, somebody may depart the world, but their memory is forever. So this is the Ebony's, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
it's forever. That's the Ebonys, baby, on the Bowl of Soul. You know, the Ebonys were formed in Camden, New Jersey, and they comprised Jenny Holmes, David Beasley, James Tootin, and Clarence Vaughn. The Ebonys had success in the early 70s. They had, like, more of the Dells style approach of baritone lead with answering falsetto second lead. The group was discovered by Gamble and Huff and recorded consistently for the Philadelphia International Records label, but achieved two sizable hits on the R&B charts, You're the Reason Why, number 10 R&B, number 51 pop from 1971, and It's Forever, number 14 R&B, and number 68 pop from 1973, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, Two Hearts is Always Better. You understand? Two Hearts is Always Better. Introducing to you Miss Stephanie Mills and the late, great Teddy Pendergrass, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Came into my life a stranger. You captured my heart. Now I've got to face the danger. I'm ready to start.
Thought that I could make it on my own, all alone. I tried so hard to fake it. Now the truth must be known.
Two hearts are always better.
So glad I got you, girl. Turn my world all around. We won't let nobody change this love that we found.
Two hearts are always better.
Nobody else.
talking about two hearts are always better. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you know, Stephanie Mills used to date Michael Jackson, you know, back in the days. In fact, when she was in The Wiz on Broadway, she was dating Michael Jackson. And it has been said that he came to see Stephanie Mills quite a few times, see her perform in The Wiz. And then ultimately later on, Michael Jackson, you know, played the Scarecrow in the movie version of The Wiz. But, you know, Stephanie Mills has been singing since 1968, you know, since she was a little girl. And she's still singing presently. And she was born March 22nd, 1957. She had won the Amateur Night at the Apollo Theater a record 6 times when she was 9 years old. And she had already, before she started getting into a musical career, she had already recorded music in 1973 and was signed to Paramount Records, and she had a single called I Knew It Was Love. And then she later signed to Motown, but Motown really could not find a fit for Stephanie Mills. And it wasn't until she signed under the 20th Century Fox record label she found her breakthrough. And she saying, what you gonna do with my lovin', put your body in it, you can get over. These songs were produced by Mr. James M. Toomey. You know Mr. James M. Toomey of M. Toomey, who created Juicy Fruit. You know, the album, What You Gonna Do With My Lovin', was Stephanie Mills' first gold record, and then she followed up. She was also produced by Reggie Lucas. She had another successful album, 1980 Sweet Sensation, which featured Mills' biggest hit to date, Never Knew Love Like This Before, which the single was number 12 R&B and number 6 pop in 1980, as well as reaching number 4 on the UK singles chart. And then she had an album in 1981 called Stephanie, where she featured her top hit with Teddy Pendergrass entitled Two Hearts. And then she had another album called Merciless in 1983, in which she did a hit cover of Princess, How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore, Baby. So this is A Bowl of Soul, and you know, Miss Stephanie Mills is still going strong to this day. She still has a beautiful voice. She sang so many songs produced by different songwriters, and she's still going strong to this day. If you want to know more about Miss Stephanie Mills, go to StephanieMillsMusic.com, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, I got to play this song. It's called Why by rapper Jadakiss, because he's questioning a lot of things that's going on in this world. Why? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
It's dead real. Yo, why is Jadakiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party your set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down, why they selling niggas CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your 9? Why my niggas ain't get that cake? Why it's a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that whore? Why?
God damn it, all that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sent on up the highway.
Niggas push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my nigga D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting niggas get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do niggas lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a nigga always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard? Even though it's almost over, why niggas can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why?
They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sent on up the highway. Why? Why? Oh, why?
Why do we have to let a white man pop or to get an Oscar? And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young niggas is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sent on up the highway. Why? Oh, why? Why they gotta do me like that?
Why? Oh, why? Oh.
Y'all, that's Mr. Jadakiss talking about Why, featuring Mr. Anthony Hamilton off of the Kiss of Death album released June 2004. And if you want to check out more of what's going on with Jadakiss, go to www.jadakiss.com. And as you know, Jadakiss was a member of the Lox, and he was signed to Bad Boy Entertainment in 1994 with Sheik Louch and Styles P, baby. And we're going to wrap up on a gospel note. We're going to wrap up with a song called Woe to Wow, baby, from Renee Spearman and the great DJ Rogers, who is known from R&B fame. One of his great songs was Say You Love Me, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I can't believe this is happening. Things took a turn for the worse. Where is my God in all of this, y'all? Things seemed much better in times past. Received a revelation. He won't put on what I can't bear. It's up to me to believe God. Now things have turned around.
Yeah.
Rogers talking about God changed my woe to wow, baby. And if you want to know more about Miss Renee Spearman, go to soultracks.com and you will see a review about Woe to Wow, and her single, her album actually will be out on October 2nd, 2012. And this is produced by JDI Records. And yes, and this is the end of A Bowl of Soul, baby. You know, if you want to reach me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, A-B-O-W-L-O-F-S-O-U-L. You can reach me also if you want to listen to nonstop soul music. Go to A Bowl of Soul on Live 365. Check me out in the archives on www.prn.fm. Go to the archives tab. And then also you can check me out this Sunday on therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm on Sunday at 7 p.m. It's been a great pleasure. This is the last day of August, August 31st, y'all. And we're now easing into September. What I want to tell you, summer's still not over. You still got a beautiful long weekend coming ahead. The weather is starting to change, starting to get cool. But most of all, we're about to do a new beginning. And when September comes, what the song says, see you in September. But don't worry about that, because you will see me in September, baby, because this is A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you check out my newspaper called News for the People on paper.li, Paper Lee, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I want you to have a great Labor Day weekend. If you get a chance, if you're in New York, go see the Labor Day Parade, because it's been in existence for 45 years, baby. That is a great legacy. It started in Harlem, then it made its way in 1967 to Brooklyn, baby. Juve, baby, Juve. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.